I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first speaker. Dr. Nikki Barefoot is a postdoctoral research associate in the Rural Health Research Institute at Georgia Southern University, where she currently serves as both a researcher and the community engagement coordinator for an NIH Center of Excellence on Health Disparities in Rural Populations. Dr. Barefoot is trained as a clinical psychologist with a specific emphasis on rural mental health. She has over 6 years of clinical and research experience focused on health disparities, with a particular focus on rural and GSM populations.
Okay, thank you very much. So what I'm going to be talking about today is a little bit of our research looking at some of the intersectionality of being a gender or sexual minority, particularly a sexual minority woman and rurality, and how this can impact overweight and obesity. So really with the focus being I'm going to talk a little bit about the kind of multi-dimensional nature of rurality and how rurality is not just one thing, and kind of our study of looking at different influences of kind of a rural background and currently living in a rural area on overweight and obesity and risk factors among lesbians. So overall, some of the points I'm going to kind of hit on that should be able to discuss afterwards is the unique health-related vulnerabilities faced by rural lesbians and the rural-urban differences in diet and exercise patterns and weight among lesbians. So a little bit of background. As we know, this has been a very well-researched area over the past, I would say, 15, 20 years, looking at obesity among lesbian-identified women. And so we do know that obesity is a major lesbian health concern. You know, national data consistently demonstrates that lesbian are at increased risk for being overweight and obese in comparison to their heterosexual counterparts. And as we know in public health, that there are vast health impacts of obesity, you know, ranging from high cholesterol, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, respiratory complications, gallbladder disease, and also psychosocial and mental health related vulnerabilities of obesity. And so, you know, it goes without said that understanding obesity and its risk factors and outcomes related to obesity, especially among a vulnerable population as rural lesbians, is quite important. So a little bit more background about obesity among lesbian-identified women. In addition to, you know, genetic factors that are typically related to increased risk for obesity, lesbian-identified women have a specific risk, including socio-demographic characteristics and cultural backgrounds, attitudes and beliefs about body image, diet and exercise behaviors, and other psychosocial related experiences that can create vulnerabilities for being overweight and obese. For example, in comparison to their heterosexual counterparts, lesbian-identified women have been found to have fewer negative attitudes regarding weight, have less body image concerns. Some research suggests that they eat fewer fruits and vegetables, may be less likely to engage in sufficient physical activity, be more likely to misperceive or miscategorize oneself as being in a healthy weight when in fact that they are overweight or obese, and overall have greater barriers to healthcare. So there's some emerging literature by Ethan Marish, who looks at so we have all this information about obesity and overweight and lesbian-identified women, and we know that it's a greater risk factor, but why is that? And like, what are some of the other underlying mechanisms that could be at play? So a recent study, again by Marish, found that lesbians who report greater experiences of heterosexist discrimination are approximately 2.5 higher odds of being overweight or obese. And so the kind of idea behind this, and Marish talks some about that kind of this overweight obesity epidemic really in the lesbian community could be related to greater experiences of minority stress. And so some of those kind of more physiological impacts of stress that can increase one's risk for being overweight or obese. So kind of those stress-related escalations in cortisol and other glucoid levels that can increase one's actual weight and also decrease metabolism and things like that, but also kind of that greater psychological distress related to minority stress and some of the maladaptive coping that can come along with responding to minority stress. So whether it be, you know, isolation and, you know, more anhedonic, not as physically active, not engaging in more physical activities in the community, and also potentially eating, excessive eating or binge eating to cope with emotional distress. So we kind of take that, what we know about obesity risk factors in general among the general population of lesbian identified women, and kind of my area of focus is, what does rurality do to that? So how does rurality, so how does living or being from a rural area exacerbate one's risk, particularly for obesity or overweight? So when we think about rurality, it's kind of the state or quality of being from a rural area. So actually being in a rural area or being from a rural area. So as we know, there's quite a lot of emerging research on the impact of rurality on health that, you know, some other of us will speak about today as well. But really that rurality can have an impact on one's access to services, resources and services, in addition to kind of having a pretty meaningful impact on one's attitudes and beliefs, behaviors and experiences, especially with regards to physical activity, dietary habits, and even just like willingness to engage in healthcare. So what we know about the general literature about the impact of rurality is that there is this kind of overarching risk for obesity among rural populations. As we know, rural populations, rural women and rural men consistently have higher rates of obesity and overweight than their urban counterparts in the general population. So there's some literature to suggest that this is related to a variety of aspects of rural living, including more sedentary lifestyles, social environments to place greater emphasis on eating and food, more diets that are higher in fat and lower in fresh vegetables and fruit, social and geographic isolation, less access to fresh, healthy, organic foods, which oftentimes the people aren't from rural areas don't realize that most of the food that's grown in rural areas is taken out into urban areas, and so there's not really access to organic whole food type. It's that oftentimes a lot of rural areas are food deserts. That there are transportation barriers, very limited access to exercise facilities and kind of sources of entertainment that promote physical activity. There's higher rates of poverty. There's kind of a culture focused on self-reliance and independence. So rural individuals are less likely to comply with provider recommendations because of that. And then there's an overall, as we know, extensive barriers to healthcare and healthy weight promotion resources. So with that big mouthful, taking all of that into consideration, as you can imagine, there it can be quite the vulnerability of impacting weight among rural residing residents. So when we look specifically at gender or sexual minority status, we do know that there is some emerging literature that is kind of showing the vulnerabilities of rural GSM. Lesbians that currently live from a rural background may be even greater risk, so kind of that intersectionality of being a gender or sexual minority and also living in a rural area, due to kind of this, there's a greater, oftentimes rural areas, and we were talking earlier, that rural areas are often categorized by more traditional values, more conservative ideology, sometimes more fundamental religiosity, this kind of nature on conformity and a focus on traditional heteronormative family values, which results in higher levels of heterosexism and homophobia. So with that kind of living within that culture, the vulnerabilities of rural LGBTQ individuals is we do know that there's emerging literature that shows that rural GSM have greater experiences of minority stress, and greater psychological distress, greater experiences of discrimination and victimization, increased barriers to care, greater social isolation, less family and community support, and increased visibility due to the risks associated with being out. And so there's a lot of qualitative writing around being a rural GSM, and it very much focuses on that don't ask, don't tell is still very in effect in rural areas, and so there is this kind of hidden hiddenness of rural residing GSM. So again, as I mentioned, with Marish's work, we there is this emerging literature on the impact of minority stress and obesity. So the idea being that potentially because of this greater experiences minority stress in rural areas, rural lesbians may have exacerbated risk for obesity and overweight. So that kind of moves towards the need for the current study. So we definitely need research to examine the influence of contextual factors on health status. This is actually directly from the Institute of Medicine 2011 report, pushing us in the direction of really looking at these intersectionalities and the impact of geographic location and other variables as we begin to look much deeper at these well but surfacey research areas among GSM health. So there's currently no known study that examines the potential impact of geographic location on weight-related risks of lesbian. And so I do want to take a second to explain that for the purpose of this study, we kind of looked at rurality as a multidimensional construct. So there's one aspect of cultural background, so being from a rural area, and also current location, so living in a rural area. And so we kind of hypothesized that these two obviously could impact health in very different ways. So a lesbian who is from a rural background and grew up in this rural culture and this, you know, these years and years of minority stress would have, in theory, much different outcomes than someone who, say, moves to a rural area later in life, maybe for college or career growth or something like that. So the purpose of our study was to conduct a comparison of weight status using BMI. That pattern is an exercise frequently of lesbians based off of both definitions of rurality, so current location and background. So we kind of hypothesized that there would be an interaction effect, so that those lesbians that currently live in a rural area and are also from a rural background would have the greatest risk and in terms of higher BMI. And then we also, based off of what we know about rurality, hypothesized that there would be unique differences in diet and exercise patterns between the different between lesbians that are from a rural background and urban background, as well as current location, given the changes in resources. So a little bit about our method. So this study came from a large-scale health study of LGBTQ identified individuals across the country that was conducted at the Rural Health Research Institute. For the purposes of the study, the participants needed to identify as GSM for the overall study, but only those that identified as lesbian were included in this analysis. And so for our overall sample size, we had 3,279 GSM identified participants from all 50 states. And for the current analysis, there were 895 lesbian identified women. So we did a two-way recruitment with the idea being that traditionally a lot of GSM research uses listservs, which is absolutely fantastic. The only thing being that oftentimes rural areas and rural GSM are not connected to an organized GSM organization. There are no LGBT community centers in rural areas. And there most certainly aren't clubs and GSAs and things like that. And so we kind of implemented the traditional listserv LGBT center approach in addition to Craigslist. And so we actually posted our ad in the community volunteer section of all 477, I think, U.S. cities that have Craigslist ads. Over the course of 3 months, we posted it and would bump it consecutively. And it did elicit a very diverse sample of GSM-identified individuals and purposes for this current study, lesbian-identified women. And so for a incentive, we had a drawing for a $50 gift card. So for the current study, we use the demographic questionnaire, morality status, self-reported weight and height for BMI, and then an inventory of diet and exercise behaviors. So in terms of our analysis, we use the traditional formula to calculate BMI, and then we did a 2x2 ANCOVA to control for participant age, race, and education level as we examine the interaction between location and background. And then we did some chi-square just to kind of explore the relationship between the two dimensions of reality and the self-reported diet and exercise behaviors. So this is really small. This is a breakdown of our demographics. So I would just point out that across all demographics, the only differences that emerged were for current location. So for current location, the lesbian sample is different in age, racial, ethnic background, and gender presentation. There were no differences that emerged in terms of background. So surprisingly, we found that there was a significant main effect of current location on BMI and no main effect of background and no interaction. And so whether or not a lesbian was from a rural background and grew up in rural culture and grew up in a rural area did not impact their risk for being overweight or obese, only their current location. In fact, those lesbians that were in a current rural, were more likely to not only be overweight, but be categorized as obese in comparison to their urban counterparts who were only categorized as overweight. There were also differences. The only other differences across all measures that emerged were for rural-urban location. So rural lesbians were less likely to exercise as frequently and were more likely to report a diet high in protein. So real fast to kind of to bring it all together and to kind of give some takeaway discussion points, and I'll definitely answer some questions at the end. Very surprisingly, that across even our demographic comparisons, there's not a very big difference between lesbians who are from a rural background. Then every single difference that emerged was based off of location, even after controlling for the demographic factors that emerged as significant. So I think one of the most fascinating points is that our current residing lesbians were, the mean BMI was obese, whereas for urban lesbians it was the traditional, what we see as overweight. So I guess really one of the main points is it's kind of contradictory to the often assumed association between a prolonged exposure and or a retention of specific cultural norms related to rural living that increase one's risk for obesity. But actually it's the current impact of rural living, regardless of if one is from a rural background, that produces the greatest risk for obesity. So taking it back to the beginning, to Marisha's work, if we think about the idea that there's increased minority stress increases a lesbian-identified woman's risk for obesity, we have some emerging research that shows that rurality increases minority stress for GSM. So kind of our next directions is to kind of look and see if, this whole idea of currently living in a rural area brings on an acute experience of minority stress that increases a lesbian-identified woman's risk for being overweight or obesity, regardless of, their cultural background. So it's kind of that acute experience of living in a rural area, and we think that it really does have to do with minority stress and are hoping to take this the next step and examine that specifically. Again, as with BMI, the only significant differences that emerge were for current location, with a greater percentage of rural lesbians endorsing diets high in protein and a greater percentage endorsing physical inactivity, whereas a greater percentage of urban residing lesbians endorse frequent exercise. So overall, these findings highlight the unique rural-urban disparities and substantial health risks among rural lesbians. With the kind of takeaway being, and really hopefully what we hope to do, is to really start looking at getting some support for developing culturally appropriate programming for rural residing lesbians and their other rural GSM counterparts, in terms of developing healthy diet and exercise and weight promotion efforts that are specifically designed and accessible for rural lesbians, with, kind of taking our methodology of using online recruitment, and hopefully moving forward with, a very technologically driven online-based, support network or programming to kind of start addressing these concerns among rural residing lesbians, with the idea being that, the feasibility of implementing a community center or a health center is not feasible in rural areas. So, and that's it.